And joining us right now, we have, we call it Beckler on Business, Jamie Beckler joining us. Jamie, thanks so much for making the time to join us in what's continuing to be a very difficult week here in Wausau.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, Ollie. And my thoughts go out to your community. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, you know, your background, although much work in the field of athletics, coaching men's and women's college basketball, you also did some work in athletic administration, and hopefully you never had horrific situations like this. But it does bring into not only perspective the things that surround us, but also the need for preparation and for addressing issues before they go, and viral is such a gross understatement, but it's the only word I can use, Coach.
Yeah, I understand. And you know, there's so little that I think you can do sometimes to prepare for an act like what happened there in your community, you know, in terms of prevention. It's so hard to prevent somebody doing something bad all the time, but certainly, you know, your understanding that when things do happen, you know, keeping your cool, keeping your trying to understand what it is that we have to do right now, and you know, you're right. I was in athletics, never had to deal with something like this. We had to deal with some player, you know, with a player dying. You have to deal with a bus accident or a van accident. You have to deal with, you know, issues like that you are going to have to keep your head, or you can't prepare for everything, but you're going to have to be ready for, understand that things are going to happen, and you're going to have to act accordingly afterwards as a leader. And so, you know, these are very tough situations, and you know, it's rough on a whole community.
Let's talk a little bit about that leadership issue. You know, it's
sure.
Not just our Everest Metro Police Chief, who's been a guest on this program a number of times, fighting the understandable emotions. It's not even something for those people who've been touched by the lives of these four who are now dead. But it becomes a matter of, when one is in a position of leadership, that person doesn't necessarily have anyone to whom he or she can turn. They've got to kind of bear it in the natural all on their shoulders. Fair to say, Jamie?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's sometimes the sign of you know, that's the sign of a true leader, but also the curse of a true leader is that you don't have someone to help you. But you're the one that, when everything's chaotic around you, you're the one that's calm. You're the one that keeps your poise. You're the one that's being a forward thinker. What do we have to do now? What do I have to? What's our next process? What's the process? What's our next steps? And it's only much later that you actually get to sit down and take a breath, or to deal with some of the issues that you're going through emotionally or mentally. You know, you talk about the police chief. You know, obviously this is a personal issue for him. He's going to have, you know, he has a friendship or a relationship with this officer, and yet he has to, you know, it's terrible, but he has to rise above that for the sake of everybody else around him, which is, you know, unfair to him. But as a leader, you do have to do that. You have to step up and help everybody else through it, and then you have to deal with your own issues and thoughts a little bit later on. And you know, you saw that in 9/11 with Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York, and you see that when something happens that the president has to react to, you know, on a much larger scale. But that's what leaders have to do, the same way with policemen and firemen. You know, everyone's running out of a building, they're running into the building. You know, something bad's happening, they have to keep their head and do their jobs. And so, yeah, as a leader, sometimes you have to do that, and then later on is when you're going to deal with your own thoughts and emotions.
For that person who's in that leadership position, though, you know, people say clichéic things like it's lonely at the top. Your situations in your professional work, thankfully, have not been as horrific as this, but even in the most difficult of situations, does the person at the top, usually outside of the organization, need someone he or she goes to, even if it isn't for counsel and advice, for some support where they can unburden themselves and, you know, try to have a safety valve release, if you know what I mean, Coach?
Yes, absolutely. You know, whether things are going well or not, you know, as a leader, you always need somebody that's kind of a confidant, somebody that you trust and respect, that you can bounce ideas off of. And so when there's a crisis like this or a traumatic experience like this, you're going to rely on probably that same person or that same group of people. You know, maybe it's just a group of three or four guys that you get together with each week that you trust, that you bounce off ideas. You know, it's going to be somebody like that right now they're not maybe giving you advice. Right now they're giving you support. Maybe if you're they're giving you prayer. Maybe maybe it is that they're giving you some sound advice and keeping you grounded so that you can do your job. So, yeah, you're definitely, even during this crisis, you're going to have somebody that you rely on a lot of times to help guide you through, because, you know, we can't be lone rangers. You mentioned it's lonely at the top, and it is sometimes as a leader, but most great leaders aren't lone rangers. They still have one or two people that are either accountability partners to them or just advisors, close friends and advisors to them that can help them through this. And you know, it's even more than just positional leadership. So you have some people in your community that have that are positional leaders, but you have people on the ground too that are going through this. You know, every police officer, first responder, you have friends of the victims. You have friends of people that witnessed this traumatic event. All those people can step up as well, or will be stepping up in some sort of leadership role, maybe not positional leadership, but leadership in terms of support, in terms of being a friend, in terms of helping others through this situation, in terms of, cooking meals, providing money, donations. So there's a lot of ways people are going to help, which is a form of leadership in itself, is influencing and making things better and adding value. And so, you know, there needs to be a very large environment right now of support of one another and helping people, helping each other through this situation.
Coach, this next question is a little bit hard to ask, but I think it has to be asked. Is there any way to plan for horrific situations? We're not talking about the kind of training that law enforcement's going through. As we heard yesterday from a guest who was already scheduled before this horrific tragedy, they were having a drill at an area hospital of a hostage-type situation when they called the police away to deal with the real-life situation. So there's drills that people who are healthcare professionals, law enforcement, firefighters, EMT, rescue, those people. But when we get into the places that we think will never be touched, you know, schools and businesses, is there any way to really plan for the horrific like this or not?
you know, I'm not sure that you're able to plan for every situation. And from what I know about this situation, even bank tellers, my wife was a bank teller, they plan for robberies, but a robbery is not typically a person that's going in there with malintention of hurting people. They're in there to get money. You know, you can't, it's really hard to plan for those isolated incidents where somebody is out and out wanting to do harm to people. That's hard to plan for those. You can plan for some other things, but it's really hard to plan for those isolated incidences. I was actually just a couple weeks ago out in Oregon speaking at Umpqua Community College. Well, a year ago, Umpqua Community College had a shooter on campus, killed 9 people plus himself. You know, that was something, as I talked with the people there, you know, they had drills, they had things in place, but you can't account for 365 days of the year, every single scenario that could happen when you're dealing with thousands and thousands of people. But they, you know, they've still put some things in place since then, but they still can't, it's not going to be perfect. And for one individual that has issues or an isolated incident, it's hard to prepare for that. But you know, even talking with the people there at Umpqua Community College, you know, in the aftermath of that, they got support. They sought professional help. You know, a lot of the people that were either the shooting victims or the people in the classrooms or at school that day, there was a lot of support available for them because they can't, you know, we talked about the Lone Ranger syndrome. They can't do it alone. They can't heal. They can't move on sometimes all by themselves. You know, I talk a lot about mental toughness as a motivational speaker, but when you're dealing with traumatic incidences like this, mental toughness only goes so far. You really do need some professional help, and you definitely need some people around you that are positive influences in your life, so that you can move on a lot better. And sometimes my motivation and my mental toughness talks aren't enough in situations like this. You need definitely professional help.
Talk about building that team. We got about 90 seconds left. Again, Jamie Beckler, Beckler on business, at Coach Beckler on Twitter. CoachBeckler.com is the website. 3 free ebooks that will definitely help you. Real quickly, Jamie, talk to us about building that professional team.
Yeah, you know, there are going to be counselors in your area, in your community that can certainly help people. You know, there's going to be some victim mentality. You know, why did I survive? Why did this happen? There's going to be people that witnessed it that needs help. There's going to be, you know, it's the same. You're going to have all different kinds of people in your community that need help in some way or need support in some way. You know, there's professionals in your community that will be glad to help out. But, you know, rely on your friends too. And if you're a friend of somebody that needs help, you know, don't try to force it, but really be there and just be supportive. Just be supportive of each other. You know, if you're somebody that's struggling with some things, don't try to be all tough and be that lone ranger and go it alone. You know, seek out the counsel of your wise friends and the support of them. You know, we all have friends in our lives that are willing to be there if we just ask sometimes.
That's where we'll need to leave it. Until next week, Coach Jamie Beckler, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ollie.
Bye-bye.